If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Levi's, Plow & Hearth, Adidas, Sephora, and Neiman Marcus. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. And it's easy to use. And you get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's R-A-K-U-T-E-N. Rakuten.com.
At Pluralsight, we don't just teach skills. We are building the tech workforce who deliver results fast, accelerated by top-tier content. Lead with confidence. Lead with expertise. Visit us at Pluralsight.com to tap in and learn more. My place in tech changes every day, but I don't fear the future because I'm with the leader, Pluralsight. Their online learning platform has the hands-on, expert-led courses I need to master new tech skills and create bigger impacts so I can learn quickly and stay ahead. With Pluralsight, I don't fear what's next. I embrace it. Tap in at Pluralsight.com and see for yourself. Worried about your future in tech? Master new skills. Accelerate your team's impact and redefine what's possible with Pluralsight. We're more than just another online learning platform. We're shattering the skills gap and shaping future generations of technologists. Transform your work. Transform your team. Ready to tap in? Visit us at Pluralsight.com to learn more.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, not all hauntings begin with fear. Sometimes they start with disbelief.
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802. Or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You are about to enter the world of the unknown, and quite possibly, the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
That it is, 855-853-4802. If you want to share your real ghost stories with us, we'd love to hear them. Of course, you can also write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. So multiple ways to get your real ghost stories to us. We're recording this right before the Halloween time of 2025. You might be hearing this probably after a little bit. Are you handing out candy to the trick-or-treaters this year, Todd?
I will not be doing that. It happens to be the night that Halloween is, which is Friday night. Yeah. Friday nights, I have a side gig where I help produce high school football. And So I'll be doing that, and the kids will be walking down the street, and I won't be out there anyway. Although, quite honestly, it's not something I enjoy anyway.
Handing candy to children?
Yeah, it's not like it used to be, at least in my neighborhood. I've done it a couple of years, kind of dressed up for it, all that kind of stuff, because I do like Halloween an awful lot. But there's not many. And if it's even a little bit cold out, there's fewer and far between. Like one year, I think I had three people because it was a little rainy, a little cold. And it's like, come on, you guys don't even know what it's like to go out.
Grit.
Right. Come on. Free candy. God.
We used to, we've talked about this where it's like, okay, snowsuits over your costumes, or as my mom did, like overbuilt the costume. So you have a snowsuit under it and then you could weather it. That's a shame.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, it's not what it used to be. And I think it's kind of sad because it sure is a hell of a lot of fun when you're a kid.
It is. It is. And I wonder if trick-or-treating is down overall. I know some neighborhoods go nuts, and there's some really, really cool places that really, really get into it. But is it more relegated to those specific places these days? And it used to be kind of like, no matter where you lived, you trick-or-treated?
I think it is here. There are certain streets that people go because it's the big rich houses and they all give the full size candy bars and stuff. And then there's certain neighborhoods that nobody trick or treats or not enough of the houses actually get involved. And I don't know my neighbors, so I'm not going to go around and say, hey, let's do something for trick or treat this year, because I could give a shit less what they do.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's kind of sad. One thing that is getting big is Adult-oween, which I don't know if you know what that is, but it's adults and they get together basically for like a candy trade so that you can still kind of trick or treat and get the candy that you want as an adult. It's kind of new this year.
I think they should allow adults to trick or treat. I would be totally down with that.
I know. Because I would get dressed up. I don't really want to go to a bar or anything like that, which I know a lot of adults do, and that's fine. But it would be cool to trick or treat and get candy and stuff like that. I'd be all for it.
I miss it. And then I had a handful of years there where I could go out with her and she loved, I loved it because it's like, oh, this is like being a kid again. Kind of fun. I mean, I wasn't trick or treating, but I was walking along and she was running up to the doors. Now it's, she's a little too old for that and getting to her. I don't know if I want to do that. And if I even suggest, I'm going to just walk along. I'm just going to stay at the road. No, you're not. You're not going to come with me. Like,
wow.
Yeah. I know what I'm going to do this year. I recently, cause my basement, I have kind of an arcade going on in it.
Yeah.
And I recently purchased a claw machine.
Okay.
So I'm going to put the claw machine up by the door and I'll sit out there with it and then the kids can come by and it's going to be filled with candy because it is right now. And I'm the one who plays it at night at like 11 o'clock. I'm like, I could go for some Skittles. I go downstairs and I play the claw machine until I win Skittles. And then I go to bed because I'm five.
How the hell are you going to get it upstairs? Isn't it heavy?
It's not super heavy, believe it or not. Okay. It really isn't. It's going to take probably, two people to kind of get it up the steps, but, I'm going to do that and get like, one chance at it. And if you fail, then you're a failure, child. Go to the next house. No. We'll
get the hell off my porch. Is that what it's going
to
be? Right?
Well, I don't want it to like be like a 10-minute ordeal of like, you keep dropping. Right. So it's like, if you get it, great. If not, here's some candy, out of the bowl. So either way, they walk away with candy.
I will be disappointed if kids are like, nah, just give it to me out of the bowl, man. I don't want to try.
That shit's is what's going to happen. And I'm going to get pissed and I'm going to be like, play the fucking claw machine, you little asshole. Yep. And then I'm going to go to prison and it's going to be like, you're scaring kids, threatening them with the claw machine and be a whole fucking headline.
We'll be covering on the true crime side.
Just trying to bring some joy to the neighborhood. And this is the thanks I get when I'm just trying to bring joy to the children.
Okay. I know who that is, by the way. But
it's the ghost of Donna Adelson, for those of you playing along at home.
Right.
Let's go to a phone call. 855-853-4802 is our number. Hi, let's hear it.
This is Chloe. I'm calling from Texas. I wanted to tell y'all a story from the time I lived in Louisiana. I have a couple, but I'm basically going to tell y'all the one that happened when I lived in Lafayette, Louisiana at my parents' house while during the summer I was teaching some lessons and my next door neighbors really wanted me to help them teach their granddaughter. So I was all for it. And my neighbor had weird things happening in her house and she would tell me about hearing little kids laughing, little kids running around the house. And I didn't believe her. I believe in the paranormal 110%. I'm obsessed with all the shows that you can imagine and listening to y'all's show. But I just couldn't believe her. I'm one of those people that I won't believe it until I see it or hear it or watch a glass fly off. So we were inside after some lesson. I was taking a break and getting the little girl some water. And she asked me if her friend could have some. Mind you, there were no friends around. So I said, okay, sure. Just playing along with it. Imaginary friends. I'm cool with it. And I poured her some water, and she goes, "Don't forget my friend." So I poured her a glass for her friend, and I was kind of laughing and just talking to her, like, "Oh, so who's your friend? What'd she look like?" And she goes, she's smaller than me." And I said, "Oh, okay." And I, like, turned to pretend to talk to this friend like I could see her. And all of a sudden, the glass that I sat in front of her went from there to completely across the table. Needless to say, my jaw dropped. I looked at the little girl and was like, we gotta go. And she didn't know what to say. She just thought it was something funny, and she's laughing. I'm having a heart attack. And I pick her up, and she's like, "My friend wants to come too." I said, "Absolutely not. She can stay here." That was only the first thing that ever happened at that house. And the second thing I wanted to talk about was, I was taking care of their cats one time when they were gone, and I knew no one was there because they specifically asked me to do it because they were going to be out of town. So I was inside and getting the cat stuff, and all of a sudden I hear laughing. I'm like, "Oh, here it goes. It's going to be proven to me." And all of a sudden I, like, looked down the hall toward where her son's old rooms were, and I saw three shadows go in and out of two of the rooms. I was like, okay. I kind of ignored it just because I feel like if you show attention to it, it's going to happen in excess. So I just sat there and just like, okay, feeding the cat, getting it out of the laundry room. And of course, every noise I heard made me jump. I got kind of freaked out. And when they got back, this is how I found out about the children in her house. I was like, Miss Tammy, like, I believe you. I saw it. I heard them." And she goes, "See, I told you." And she goes, "How many did you see?" I said, "Three." She goes, "That's about right." She goes, "Sometimes I see four, but normally there's three little kids. I don't like little kids most of the time, you know, scary movies. They did bad things, disguise themselves as little children to be deceiving." So I didn't really know how to handle that. They still live in the house now, so I'm still kind of wondering if anything happened, but I moved to Texas after I graduated from college, so I haven't really asked anymore because I don't really want to know. And yeah, that's my story. I am probably going to call back with one that actually made my freshman year insane, and the other one from my own house right across the street from where the three little children's spirits are. Thank you.
That's creepy when somebody is talking about, "Oh, I need some for my friend over here too," and then the water goes flying. Like, they're seeing it, you're not, and it's very real to them, but not to you.
Right. And then you actually experience, and you could have just blown it off as a little kid, you know.
Yeah.
Fake friend, whatever. And then for that to happen, she's right though. And we talk about this a lot, but whenever there's ghost stories and there's kids involved, nothing's creepier. I'm sorry. You know, if you've got Satan in your house, at least you know you're dealing with Satan. When it's a kid, there's just something creepy about it. Maybe just a little bit more sad because you're like, well, this is just a child, you know?
I agree. There is nothing creepier than a child. That's from the depths of hell. All of us just freaked out by ghost children here. We don't like them in hell. They're not from here. We don't know where they're from. I don't think they're from up there, but they're from somewhere. So just be aware, it's not from me.
Thank you, Satan.
It's good to know. Yep. Very good to know, Satan.
Yeah, it's good to know.
You've gotten more use out of that button in the last several weeks than you probably ever used before. I'm just guessing.
I love the Satan button. It's great. You can do it on your board too.
I know. I do have it.
We
could do like the dueling Satans is what it could be. I could be Satan's cousin, Sal the devil. You could be Satan the devil. I'll be Sal over here. He, you know,
But he comes out every now and then. Yeah. You know, there was... we used to be in a music group, actually. It was called Wham.
That's right. And, I thought we were called Sha-na-na. Was it a Sha-na-na? Yeah, and I could do the... Bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo. I was the low part.
Tick-a-tick-a. Boom-boom-boom.
That's my favorite thing.
Oh, my gosh.
855-853-4802 is our phone number here at Real Ghost Stories Online. Let's go to our next caller. Hi, let's hear it.
It's Emily from Galesburg, Illinois. It's my first time calling in with a ghost story. I just started listening to your podcast. It's been about a week now, and I'm obsessed with it. I love it. I have a ghost story. It's of the shadow person. I hear that a lot on your podcast, and I thought I was crazy, but after hearing all these stories about the ghost people, I'm kind of like, So, my ghost story is when I was in high school, I was probably a sophomore. I'm 25 now, so it's been a few years. I was at my house, and my friend called me and said, she was really freaked out. She said she just saw a car accident happen in front of her, and we just got our driver's licenses that year. So she was pretty creeped out. It was her first thing, witnessing that. So she's like, will you come to my house, stay the night with me tonight? It was Friday. So I said, yeah. And she came over, was going to pick me up and take me to her house. And I was packing my bags when she got there. She sat on my bed. And so my room is, it's really small. Really, if you put my bed in there and a dresser, you really don't have much other room to do anything. So it's pretty small. The head of my bed is against the wall that shares the same wall as our hallway. And I had my bedroom door closed a little bit, like it was open quite a bit. I could see into the hallway, but it was still kind of ajar, I guess. And I was standing by the head of my bed, packing my bags, and I see a shadow go by in the hallway. I didn't have the light on the hallway, so it was dark, but the shadow was like darker than dark, like how I hear all the people on your podcast explain these shadow people. It was just like that. And I thought it was my stepdad because he's the only man in the house. And it walked by and it pushed the door open on me. Not really hard, but it scared me. But I was like, oh, Jonathan, just playing games, you know. And so I go out into the living room and I was going to ask why he did that. You know, just kind of laugh about it with him. And he was asleep in the living room on the couch. And so was my mom. And I was like, okay, well, it can't be my cat either pushing the door. Maybe I imagined a shadow go by and my cat opened it. But he was laying on my mom's lap, and that's the only people in the house. And I asked my friend, I said, did you see that? She's like, yeah. She's like, okay, let's get out of here. So we were pretty creeped out. That's the only time I've seen a shadow person in my house. I've always felt creepy about the hallway. People that I've had stay the night over the years, even in elementary school, they were like, I'm creeped out by your hallway. You know, maybe it was just because it was dark. I don't know. But I still feel kind of creepy about that hallway. I don't really like to walk down it at night or even during the day. It's kind of creepy. It's like someone's watching you at all times. But that was the only time I've seen a shadow person and doing that. I told my dad about it, actually, when it happened. And he said, it's really funny you brought that up, Emily, because when you were little and when I still lived there, I was probably 3, maybe at the time, he said that I was in the bathtub with the door open, you know, just playing in there for my bath. And he was in the living room. It's not very far from the bathroom, so he could hear me if something had happened. He was strumming his guitar. And he said that he saw a shadow figure in the hallway. And he's like, well, maybe it was just a car going by because we do live on a busy street. So maybe it was a shadow. And then he said, right after he saw that, I said, Daddy, is that you? And he's like, what the heck? So it kind of put two and two together. Like, there is a shadow person in my house, but my mom's never seen it. My stepdad's never seen it. I've only seen it that one time. And my dad's seen it, apparently. So it's kind of creepy. That's my ghost story for you. I do have quite a few more, actually. Not real scary ones, but it's kind of creepy stuff that happened. And some dreams, so I'll call that in sometime. I just thought I'd share, and I'm going to keep listening to your podcast. I really enjoy it. Thank you. Have a good day.
Hallways and shadows. They seem to like hallways. Why is that?
I think a lot of times we see, when we talk about shadow figures in hallways, it's the ones that are like peeking out from one of the doorways, mm-hmm. you know? And that reminds me of doing an investigation at the National Railroad Museum in Green Bay. Mm-hmm. And there were huge pillars. This place actually was large enough inside that it had trains and boxcars and all that inside that you could tour and all that. And so there's pillars throughout this entire structure to hold up the roof, obviously. Mm-hmm. And we had a laser grid that was shining down kind of a hallway kind of thing between some of the boxcars and trains. And we kept seeing the shadow peek its head out from behind one of the pillars. So I think that's why I think that the unknown of a hallway is scary. When you walk into a room, you pretty much see everything that's there. A hallway, yeah. There's all these nooks and crannies where something could come out from. And I think that makes them scary to begin with. And then, you know, like I said, when you think of shadow figures in hallways, you think of them peeking out from around the corner of a doorway.
Yeah. And you have all the rooms that you don't know what could be in those rooms and all that. And I wondered, I mean, and not to say that, I mean, obviously in a situation like that, where you have like equipment that can actually register that there is something down the way that's doing this, that's making an action. But when you don't, sometimes I do wonder if it kind of goes back to what we were talking about earlier, and if it was on this show or a different episode, where it was, you know, our minds trying to fill in the blanks.
Yep.
Because we have that, you know, is somebody going to come out of these doors down this hallway? We may not be like thinking that as we're walking, but our mind, our senses, our brains, keeping that idea alive, you know, just, you know, for survival, basically. Not that we're in any sort of scary danger, but it's just, there could be a threat around a corner and we don't know it. I wonder how often when we see things like that in a hallway, if it is more of our brains filling in a blank that sort of way, and we see a shadow or we see something like that, and it's more so our minds wrestling with could there be something here, might there be something there, and it's the anticipation of it that then registers to us that there is something there, but it's really just kind of a figment of our imagination, of our brains trying to keep up with our environment and where we're going.
And not only is it an eye thing, a sight thing, but when you walk down a hallway, as you're walking down, if you've got doors on either side, you're picking up sounds from the room, from one ear to the next room in another ear. That can play with you too. And then on top of that, air movement in a hallway could be different from room to room as well. So you've got a lot of the senses can be triggered by hallways in general. And then just the vision of the hallway, if it's long enough, it gets smaller as you get down toward the end of the hallway. And depending on, again, where you're at, something at the end of the hallway could be very minuscule. And so there's almost like a vertigo thing that goes on with your eyesight when you're looking at that kind of stuff. So it could be, very well be, all of your senses are just very, very challenged in a hallway, probably more than we think they are.
Yeah. It's probably a bit of both that go on.
Sure.
Yeah. Creepy story. Thank you for sharing that. That is going to wrap up this episode of Real Ghost Stories Online. If you want access to the bonus episodes, advanced episodes, all of the extra stuff that exists, the full archive, the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories is literally what it is. You can get all that Apple Podcasts or premium channel, start binging away there. Patreon also, you can get it. Just search Real Ghost Stories Online to find us there. Until next time, for Todd, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to Real Ghost Stories Online.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in My Lowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change. Here for the Lowe's early Black Friday deals? You're right on time for some of our biggest savings. We're talking up to 50% off select major appliances, plus up to an extra 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Holiday lights going up soon? Select ladders are up to 50% off right now. Get Black Friday prices without the Black Friday crowds. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 11/19. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Extra Value Meals are back. That means 10 tender juicy McNuggets and medium fries and a drink are just $8. Only at McDonald's.
For a limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California and for delivery.
Here for the Lowe's early Black Friday deals? You're right on time for some of our biggest savings. We're talking up to 50% off select major appliances, plus up to an extra 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Holiday lights going up soon? Select ladders are up to 50% off right now. Get Black Friday prices without the Black Friday crowds. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 11/19. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
When your company earns unlimited 2% cash back on all purchases with Capital One, that's serious business. So Steven at SandCloud got a serious business card, the Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One.
We used our 2% cash back to help build our retail presence.
Savvy, Steven.
And we get big purchasing power, so our business can spend more and earn more.
The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus.